الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفي نفسه ولقد استفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama kiram, elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in the Holy Quran. And from amongst the most prominent amongst them was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam together with other respective Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is very closely linked to our deen and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to say, he is the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or our father, millat abikum Ibrahim. Allah ta'ala mentions our deen to be the fate of your father, Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was known as the Abul Anbiya, the father of many Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam that had come from his progeny. From his progeny was Ismail alayhi salam, and from the family of Ismail alayhi salam was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we find great lessons, Allah Ta'ala mentions great lessons in the life of the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam for us to follow and for us to emulate. In the verses that I recited before you, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَهُ. Who is there that turns away from the faith of Ibrahim alayhi salam, from the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَهُ. But except this people, that person that has made, that is stupid in himself, that is ignorant of himself, he is the only one that will turn away from the creed and the fate of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. وَلَقَدْ اِسْتَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. We have chosen him and selected him in this dunya and gave him great prominence and acceptance. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. In the akhirat also he is from the pious ones and from the saintly beings. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one outstanding characteristic of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and especially of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, surrender and submit, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam not only said, أَسْلَمْتُ لَكَ يَا أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّي but أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have surrendered completely, totally and fully for the Lord of the worlds, the sustainer of the worlds. Implying that this is the job of a servant, and this is real servitude that we surrender before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who is worthy of all worship and worthy of all surrender and submission. Why? Because he is the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator, he is the provider, he is the sustainer and nourisher of all the worlds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only is worthy that we surrender. And I totally surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ رَبُّ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَبَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And similarly, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had encouraged and commanded his children as well. And Yaqub alayhi salam also his told his progeny, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. Allah Ta'ala has chosen and has selected for you a way of life, a religion. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not pass away except in a state where you are completely, wherein you show complete submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pass away in that condition. And we all know the details of the du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam after he erected the Kaabatullah also. رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنَ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. Oh Allah, make me and my son completely obedient to you. Those that completely surrender before your order, show total obedience to your command. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. In my family, in my progeny also, an ummah, a nation that completely submits to you and submits to your commands. And Allah Ta'ala tells us also further that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِدًا عَلَيْكُمْ. Other verses says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned, he had named you Muslims before, and he also in the Quran had named you as Muslims. And if you examine the deen, or the deens of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the deen of Allah Ta'ala had come to us, then this is the bottom line and basic criteria of deen, that there be submission. All the deens demanded that we submit to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under all circumstances and at all places and at all times. This is the sum total of all the deen and the demand of all the deens. That on one half we have the will of Allah, on the other hand we have the desire of the nafs. On one hand we find the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the other hand we find the challenges that are around us in our societies. On one hand we find the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the other hand we find that the norms of that are prevalent sometimes are completely against. So these challenges between the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the other outside factors will remain right up to the day of judgment. Sometimes it's the nafs, sometimes it's the environment, sometimes it's the friends, sometimes it's the peer pressure, sometimes it's the family, sometimes it's the customs. These clash with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the true obedience or servitude of a person is tested in that time of clash and challenge when he, despite all the odds against him, he accepts the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any reluctance, without any hesitation, without any doubt, with complete conviction, this is the order of my Lord. That is real servitude. And that is real servitude, that a person is a servant of Allah, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is completely submissive. That's why this was the outstanding trait of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyu wala Nasraniyu walakin kana hanifan muslima. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was not a Jew, was not a Christian, walakin kana hanifan muslima. Hanif also comes from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, completely upright, completely straight, completely erect, completely focused, not turning towards any type of deviation or kufr or shirk or bid'ah, completely on the path of hidayat, on sirat mustaqim, hanifan muslima, and completely subservient and obedient completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this we find in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is reflected throughout his life, in all occasions of his life, from the beginning. Too many details to go into. I just wish to highlight the outstanding features and characteristics of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The challenges he had faced were such that firstly he was told, and all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are upon Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He declares a war on idol worship, and that starts from the very home where he stays. His father, his uncle Azar, is the person that makes idols, and his first challenge is there, beginning at home. He gives in complete determination and courage, he stands firm and he gives them the dawah. Details are mentioned in the Quran, how he had invited his people, how he had invited his nation towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he is abandoned from the home. He has to leave his home, he has to leave his family, he has to leave his surroundings, his family, and the people that are there, his father and his relatives. He has to leave them. On one side is his family, other side is the command of Allah, holding up the banner of La ilaha illallah and of Tawheed. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam readily leaves, and he says, Salamun alayk sa astaghfiru laka rabbi. May peace be upon you, and ask Allah to forgive you, and he leaves. And thereafter, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is asked to leave his homeland and to leave the land of his birth, etc. And he's told to go to Syria. He leaves there also to uphold the deen of Allah, he sacrifices. And this is also the challenge there, that one hand is the love of the person's hometown, his family, his surroundings, the familiarity, etc. Other hand is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no questioning. Another outstanding quality is this, there's no reasoning, looking for any wisdom, etc. This is what Iman is. And what Islam is, that we are Muslims, we surrender the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because we know Allah is Hakim, is Hakim, is all wise. And his orders are not empty of wisdom. And Allah ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala, yuridu bikum al-yus, he wants for us ease, and he wants for us good, etc. That is why whatever command comes, unquestioningly we find we accept, and that's the shan of a mu'min. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam leaves Syria, thereafter he's told even to leave for Syria, thereafter he's told even to leave Syria and go. He's led by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and every time he passes a fertile land, he tells them, should I stop here? He says, no, carry on, till he comes to a land that's completely barren, and he's told to remain in that land that is completely barren. غَيْرَ زِي زَرَعٍ in the Baytik al-Muharram. There is no vegetation there, nothing outwardly to support life. He is told, this is where you have to stay. There's no question that, oh Allah, why did I not stay in that land that was fertile? Why am I told to stay here? It's the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes there, thereafter he's given another command that leave your wife and children here in this barren land and move. And go further and do not remain here. It's mentioned that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not wait to even explain this order to his wife, and he began to leave. And his details mentioned And it is mentioned in the hadith how his wife had questioned him, and ultimately she came to the conclusion, is this the divine order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When she was told yes, she said, "Izan la yudayyuna," then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never destroy us. Here, even in this barren land, when there's no outward means of survival, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain us even here. And the world sees up to today how Allah has sustained them, and all the people that have again gone to that barren land, how that place we find is busy with activity, and how people are going there, and how Allah Ta'ala sustained the people from there. Thereafter, Ibrahim alayhi salam is told to come back to Makkah al-Mukarramah, and after his old age, he's given a son, Ismail alayhi salam. And you can imagine the yearning of a person that is separated from a son who's granted to him in the old age. And when he reaches that age, when he can walk and move with his father and support his father and assist his father, he's now asked to sacrifice his son. He's asked to sacrifice his son. Can you imagine? We all know the love a father has for the son. That's why some ulama and commentators mention that a person has more love for his children than himself. He has more love for his children than himself. That is why sometimes a man is prepared to give his wife life in order to save the life of his son. Here, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam does ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the hikmat and wisdom and philosophy of sacrificing my son? Oh Allah, what is there for me to sacrifice my son? Why is this test put upon me? And what is the wisdom of this? This is a child that you have granted me in my old age. I have so much affection and affinity and love and kindness towards him and compassion towards him, and then you ask me to take his life. No, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, unflinchingly, without any hesitation, without any doubt and reluctance, is there to fulfill this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can call this the supreme sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, the great sacrifice. Sacrifice is unparalleled in the annals of history. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam puts the life, there's so great details here, too many to mention, that this we find is so much liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is made a wajib upon all those that can offer it. Thereafter, right up to the day of judgment, in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we commemorate that spirit of sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam by slaughtering this animal. And obviously, what was behind that knife? It was a spirit of obedience and submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this should be uppermost in our minds. When we are doing our qurbani today, or when the days come, then we should do it with a spirit of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the spirit of taqwa should be there at all times. But unfortunately, we forget the objects. And what happens? We become carried away sometimes with our sentiments and emotions. We find people disobeying the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even at the time of qurbani. There's intermingling, and there's photography, and there's so many things that take place against the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fulfilling a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we need to get close to Allah ta'ala. That's why Allah ta'ala reminds us, it is not the meat, لَا يَنَالُ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It's not the meat. لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا, it is not the meat and the blood that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِ يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ, is the spirit of sacrifice and obedience and piety that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the spirit of obedience and piety should be there from the beginning right up to the end. From the time we select the animal, from the time we bring the animal, from the time we slaughter the animal, from the time we distribute the meat of the animal, the sifat of taqwa should be there at all times. And look at the grace and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those were the days when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded people to sacrifice animals, and that sacrifice of animal that was accepted by Allah, a fire used to descend from the sky and burn that animal. That was a sign of acceptance of that animal. Here, but the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah, the ni'mat of wealth is given by Allah. The tawfiq is given by Allah. And we sacrifice that animal for the sake of Allah, and we eat that animal. We sacrifice that animal and don't give out the entire animal. That's why it's absolutely permissible to somebody who wishes to eat the entire animal. It's permissible for him. So it's preferable to give one third to the poor, one third to the relatives, and one third for himself. If a person wishes to sacrifice the animal and keep it for himself and eat it, it's absolutely permissible. Look at the mercy and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That same animal that we sacrifice, given with his diamond, and the same animal we can eat. And it's not the end of the story. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, when it comes to the days, the virtues of 10 days, we all know, are so great. Allah ta'ala has granted the virtue of the 4 months. In the entire months of the 12 months, Allah Ta'ala has given added virtue to 4 months. And that is Zilhijjah, Zilqa'dah, and Muharram, and Rajab. These are the 4 months that Allah Ta'ala has sanctified. منها أربعة حرم. And this is the third, this is the third one out of the second one out of them. First was Zilqada, then is Zilhijjah, then is Muharram. These are three sacred months that come consecutively, and then we find the month of Rajab that comes thereafter. And this is also the last month of the year, this Zilhijjah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter gives added virtue to the 10 days of Zilhijjah. So much virtue that commentators mention, wal fajri wa layalin ashr. This oath that Allah Ta'ala takes, wal layalin ashr, and 10 nights, what is meant there is the 10 nights of Zilhijjah. It means so virtuous that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, towards to this effect, that there are no good deeds that are more liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the 10 days of Zilhijjah. Encouraging us, exhorting us to carry out good deeds in these days, in these times. Companions ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even more than jihad, jihad is one of the greatest actions when a person sacrifices his life. The good deeds in this month, are they more virtuous? Do they have more virtue and excellence than jihad? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes. Except for that person that goes out and strives with his life and wealth and does not return. Otherwise, except for that person that is martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except for him, his action of martyrdom is more excellent than ibadat in this month. And if he goes out and makes jihad and is not martyred, then making ibadat in this month is more virtuous. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that there is no ibadat like more by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the ibadat of these 10 days. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam elaborates, what is the ibadat of those 10 days, or what is the virtue? For every day a person fasts, he gets the reward of one complete year. Can you imagine, for one day of fasting, the reward of 365 days of fasting. And for every night a person worships Allah Ta'ala, it's like worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Laylatul Qadr. Like it was mentioned, that a person normally in Laylatul Qadr, we seek out and look for that night. We do not know which night it is. Here in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every night of this night, 10 nights, is like Laylatul Qadr. Those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here so to say we have 9 or 10 Laylatul Qadrs there for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the maximum in these Mubarak days. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that there's no days that are more weighty than the days of the first 10 days of Zilhijjah. That is why abundantly read Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar. So to say the third kalima, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. What is so difficult to recite these words while walking, when going to work and coming, etc.? Specifically in these 10 days, we should abundantly recite Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us and highlights the fasting for those. Fasting for the day, it's asked about the 9th day, the day of Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that compensates for 2 years of sins, one of the past year and the coming year. Imagine, 1 day of fasting compensates for the minor sins of 2 years. Such is the great value, and the ulama mentioned this is exclusively for this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why the day of fasting is more, the day of fasting of Ashura has less virtue than the day of the fasting of Arafat, the day of Arafat, that is the 9th day. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also tells us about the best day. The greatest du'as that are accepted are the du'as of the day of Arafah. And the du'a of myself and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam was the 4th kalima, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Imagine, it's a great day for the people of Hajj, the great day of people that are not in Hajj as well, that you find fasting here will compensate for the minor sins of 2 years. And together with that also we find in the Qurbani, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, as I mentioned, the ni'mat is from Allah, and the animal is devoured by us and eaten by us. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us and reminds us, one of the best actions on the day of Nahar, on the day of slaughter, is the slaughtering and the spilling of blood, most liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, this day, this animal will come with his horns, with his hair, and his hoofs on the day of judgment. It will not disappear, it will be gone. It will be brought on the day of judgment to be weighed in the scales of good deeds as a means of reward for us. And before the blood can reach the ground, it is mentioned, it is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why I make qurbani with a happy heart and with a willing heart. Other words, on one side of from inception, if we see the ni'mat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawfiq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meat after we slaughter, inshallah, is accepted by Allah ta'ala. We devour and eat the meat here in this dunya, does not finish, it will still come on the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it even before the blood can reach the ground, accepted, inshallah, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one riwayat is mentioned, the person that makes the Qurbani with a willing heart and a happy heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that animal a shield from the fire of Jahannam. Makes it a shield from the fire of Jahannam. In one riwayat, the companions ask, O Prophet of Allah, what is the sacrifice? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Sunnat abikum Ibrahim. It is the sunnah of your father Ibrahim. What is there for us, O Prophet of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for every single hair, there is a reward for you. Can we imagine? Can we imagine, is there anyone who can undertake the duty or undertake this task of counting the hair on the goats? Every single hair, there is a reward for you. What if there is any wool? What about the wool, O Prophet of Allah? For every fiber of wool, there is reward for you. And together with that, we find that is why it is wajib for those people that can afford to make the qurbani, to make the qurbani. And after all, this is a substitute. So we find some people who want to go and look and fathom and understand the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wisdom is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true wisdom. And here, if in reality, if you wish to understand, this is a substitute. The substitute for Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala had called me and you to sacrifice our sons like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was ordered. Let us ponder for a moment and reflect, who will be able to pass, or who will be there that will be able to pass this examination? The mercy and love and kindness of Allah has substituted an animal. And there also, how ungrateful is man, that after that also we think, should I sacrifice an animal? Can't I give the wealth out in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a substitute does not have a substitute. Otherwise, this will continue. A substitute of a substitute of a substitute. We will not know where to end. So this is a substitute of the actual order of slaughtering our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us that we have to slaughter this and express our spirit of gratitude, together with that, our spirit of obedience and submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to fulfill this injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the true spirit of taqwa and piety and fulfilling the order of Allah. And in the process also, we should see that we abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That which has been made a means of the closeness of Allah should not become a means of going far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sounds a very stern warning for those people that can afford this and fail to do so. In words to this effect, that those people that have the means of sacrifice and thereafter fail to do so, then they should not come near our Eidgah. They should not even come near our Eidgah by failing to carry out this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to value this 10 Mubarak nights or 10 Mubarak days of Dhul Hijjah and show it the due appreciation that is supposed to be there in the spirit, supposed to be there in the heart and mind of every mu'min. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us the last thing from sinning and showing disobedience on these Mubarak days and treating it like ordinary days when they are highlighted in the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.